Hey, everybody. So I'm going completely lazy with this one, in the sense that didn't feel like hooking up the mixer, didn't feel like hooking up a good mic, didn't feel like doing anything. The fights are tonight. I'm stoked. I just vacuumed my house. I'm cleaning up the living room. Got the boys coming over. You know what I mean? We're going to get all fucking, get our hormones pumping and just, that was a really shitty way to go into that. I was going to say we're going to watch the fights and get all rowdy and want to fight each other and yada yada, but what it sounded like I was going to is we're going to watch the fights, get all hormoned up and fuck each other, where that more or less ended up going. sorry about the lack of episodes, guys. I'm really busy at work, and then when I'm not working, I'm just so dead, and it's just lame. anyways, let me tell you, first off, let me start off by saying a few things to look forward to in the next few days. I'm going to release two episodes this week. The week starting with the 28th, Tuesday, the April 29th, is my 21st birthday. So I expect everybody to send me money, lots of money. Matter of fact, all the money you have right now. Check your bank account, all of that to me. Appreciate it. Thank you. Shut up, Harley. Fuck. You want to die? It's a good day to die. Fucking cat. Yeah, shut up, bitch. Anyways. This week I'm going to try to give you guys two episodes to make up for last week, and then I'm going to try to record a few episodes. I'm going to do an episode with Josh Lampton, from Dogcast. We're going to do a WWE-based episode, talk about all the shit going on WWE, everything from WrestleMania up until now. Also going to do, I'm not even sure, I got a few other ones. I was going to do a Captain America, review. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to talk to Josh. We did like a fucking hour and a half special on Dogcast about Captain America. I might just repost that as a Radcast episode because I really don't feel like sitting down with the same guys and doing the same review again. You know what I mean? That's just kind of, My job is redundancy. I don't like redundancy at my home life now. Now, I'm gonna upload this one as just a little update. This is pretty much all this is going to be. I'm also going to do an episode about the Xbox One. I've purchased an Xbox One. I did it. I made the leap. And I'll tell you about that hassle and a half. Give you guys what I feel about the console, how I feel about the console. Be it. Also, I've got a song I've been working on. I posted a video on Facebook. I hope everybody checks that out. It's me playing the piano and singing. I don't know how to play the piano. Just taught myself how to do that randomly. So, and yes, I have a full piano in my living room. Because I'm a gangsta. That's how the OGs play. Shit. What else is I going to do? Oh, I will do a review of Metallica's Through the Never movie. I'm super stoked to watch it. I got it on Monday, and here it is Saturday. Still haven't watched it yet. I plan on watching it tonight or tomorrow. Ugh, the fights are tonight. I'll watch it tomorrow. I have to watch it tomorrow. I gotta give it back to the guy on Monday. I'd like to see. I'm going to try to get him to come on and bullshit with me. He works for Frito, and we end up bullshitting every time I see him at a store. We bullshit about podcasts and music and comedians, and it's really cool. It's the type of stuff that we do on here, so I'm going to try to get him on. I think that'd be pretty sweet. If you're listening to this, yeah, I'm talking about you. Damn. It smells really, and it's not because of my apartment. Let me get that out of the way right now. In my living room right now. Well, right now it smells like that. I put that carpet powder shit in before I vacuumed, and then I got a nice pineapple guava candle burning over here. And anyways, fuck, I'm totally losing track right now. I've got 10 things going on in my head. Anyways, before the scented floor powder, shut up. My living room smelled like hot garbage. It was really weird. The people that live like on the corner, like catty corner from me. It's like a really gross ghetto fucking house full of stoners, and their yard has for months been just filled with like a fucking Mount Ebo size fucking pile of garbage. And they decided to finally start cleaning it up today. Well, now that they're moving it, all that fucking built up gas, I guess, or whatever the fuck it is, dead carcasses probably, is now wafting delightfully into my living room. I don't even have any windows open. It's fucking that potent. I'm about to go over there and kick them square in their nuts, beat them to death with their fucking elbow-long yellow gloves. Look like they're about to check a horse's prostate. Anyways, guys, that's what's coming up this week. I'm going to record another episode right after this. so that we have one to upload. Also, UFC 172 tonight, John Jones versus Glover Teixeira, April 26th. So excited. Also, Chaz Garuli, one of my training buddies, he is fighting today as well. I believe his starts at 6 as well. I'm going to try to juggle both. I have to try to find that goddamn website for his fight again. It's the West Coast. I don't remember if it's the West Coast Cage Fighting Connection or something weird like that. West Coast Fighting something. I got to Google it again. You could probably just Google Chaz Garuli versus, I forgot who he's fighting to. Anyways, if you're interested in that, I posted it on the Radcast page on Facebook. So you can scroll down a little bit and find that. I posted the stats for tonight's fight, Glover Teixeira versus John Jones. On paper, Glover Teixeira is a better fighter. We'll see. I'm a huge fan of both. I think Glover Teixeira, I think John Jones, I don't know. Had he not already fought Alexander Gustafsson, I would say that I think that he was going to underestimate Glover. But the fact that I feel like he completely underestimated Alexander Gustafsson, that he might not underestimate people so easily now. So he might be training as if he's fighting, you know, Randy Couture or Bruce Lee. I just compared those two together. Randy Couture's a badass, all right? Fuck yourself. Every time. So we'll see how that goes. Everybody, let me know who you think's going to win before the fights, which they start, prelims start at 5:30, I believe, if you're into the prelims. I watch them all. Look forward to the episodes later this week, guys. Again, I apologize for the lack of episodes. Also, Wednesday, the 30th, I'm going to try to go do some stand-up comedy in Eugene. So check it out, guys. I'll post it if I do, but I'm really wanting to. So got some new bits I've been working on. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and cut this short before it gets awkward because I ran out of shit to say. Bye-bye.